It is a quiet, hot, sunny day at Grom Refugee Settlement, near a white tent marked UNHCR. In big blue letters, Sudanese refugees are seated in groups under a few trees. One topic dominates their conversations: the lack of food and other services at the camp. Sudanese refugee Faria Osman Abdallah says life has been difficult since she arrived at the camp.
It has been 2 months since we arrived at the camp. There's no food, no water, and nothing has been given to us. My child has been admitted to the hospital since yesterday. He has not eaten anything. We need food, water, and health care services.
The World Food Program is using cash-based transfers to provide half rations of food to the refugees registered at the Grom Refugee Settlement. Long lines of Sudanese refugees wait at the distribution center in the settlement to receive their cash. Refugee Muna Abdelrahim just received 50,000 South Sudanese pounds, the equivalent to $50, for her family of 11 people.
This money will not be enough for us. It is too little. It will finish today and tomorrow. And besides, I have children who are sick. I need to buy sorghum, sugar. What will this money buy? It will not buy anything. And they say it is for a month. Will it finish a month?
Regina Alwell, chairperson of the Specialized Committee for Human Rights and Humanitarian Affairs in the National Legislative Assembly, is urging the government and various agencies to support the refugees.
For that reason, I call upon the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, Human Rights Commission, and other humanitarian agencies in South Sudan to rise up with courage and provide humanitarian support to the Sudanese refugees.
National lawmaker Boutros Alson Magaya says the MPs will raise the issue of the camp's poor condition with the office of President Salva Kiir.
We used to say before that Sudanese and South Sudanese are one nation in two countries. So when they come here running from war, just like when some of South Sudanese went to Khartoum or went to the north during our wartime, we need to be to make sure that they have basic services like water, shelter, health facilities, and so on.
John Dabi is deputy head of the South Sudan Commission for Refugee Affairs. He says the large influx of Sudanese refugees has overwhelmed the government's and humanitarian agencies' response plan.
The challenges are huge. The funds from donors coming from Europe is no more available because they have their own crisis. The Ukraine crisis have taken all the resources that used to come to Africa. So today, we are thankful to them. The little they are doing, let us appreciate.
Dabi says South Sudan is now home to over 25,000 refugees who have fled the conflict in Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.